Proclamation number 6148 of 29th of December, 1954. Further development on the new Earth. All spiritual substances capable of development will continue their path of development, even when the end of this Earth has come, when a total transformation of it has taken place. While the spiritual substances which have proved incapable of covering the lost stage of development will be relegated again and have to go through the course of development once more according to divine law, which puts all spiritual substances into such state which corresponds to their degree of maturity. And so an epoch of development has ended, but the cycle of development is not interrupted. The spiritual still inbound will continues to ascend, and the human being can also ascend in free will and finally liberate himself from the form. But he can also descend by virtue of his free will, and then he has to ascend again from below. The redemption of the fallen one experiences no interruption, even if the earth is facing a turning point spiritually and also earthly. Only the divine order is restored, which has been considerably disturbed by the free will of man. Only everything will be moved to where it belongs according to its maturity. The spiritual substances in the various works of creation, which are still bound in form, will therefore also experience a change of their dwelling place, and this also necessitates a dissolution of the visible works of creation and the emergence of a new earth. This is not credible to people, and yet it will happen according to divine counsel, which only ever aims at the spiritual's ascent development, which is to reach God from the abyss. If the spiritual substance lived completely in God's order in the stage of free will, as a human being, then a total earth transformation would never be necessary, because then the process of ascent development would take place according to plan and the redemption of all spiritual substances could take place very quickly. However, human free will so often acts against divine order that it endangers the entire previous course of development and again requires God's violent intervention in order to correct what has gone out of order again. And this always means the end of a redemption period and the beginning of a new one. It always means a transformation of the earth, thus also a passing away of all works of creation and the emergence of completely new creations. It means a release of the spiritual bound in hard matter and renewed binding in considerably loosened forms, which now also initiate the upward development of this spiritual already held captive for eternal times. Thus gratefully felt as a relief by this spiritual. Such a reshaping of the earth's surface means progress for all spiritual substances, except for the spiritual substance embedded in the human being, which failed by abusing its freedom of will and constantly striving downwards instead of upwards during its earthly life. This spiritual is transferred to what it longed for. It becomes hard matter. It becomes bound by this, to which all its striving and desire applied. It is a just compensation for the unheard-of grace of freedom in the embodiment as a human being, but which man disregarded, which he used in a wrong sense, that he distanced himself more and more from God for the sake of matter, which now becomes his reward. And the fact that you humans are standing before the end of an epoch of redemption is repeatedly and urgently held up to you. In all love, God gives you the knowledge of all correlations, of cause and effect, of the consequences of a right and also a wrong earthly change. He conveys the knowledge to you through His Word, and you could also believe it with a good will. But He cannot force you to accept His Word as truth. The freedom of your will alone determines your faith. It determines your thinking, willing and acting. But therefore also your fate after this transformation, which can be truly glorious in paradise on the new earth, but can also cause you unspeakable torment if you are banished anew into matter. According to your will and your love. Amen.